The Eagles are in Big D this weekend to take on the Cowboys. And for those of you who have an eye towards the future, well, there's a lot of rookies on both sides of the ball that are going to get meaningful snaps, something to keep an eye on. On this week's show, we'll break down the play of the 2012 rookie class. Bryce Brown stops by for some film work, and we'll go inside the matchups that give the Eagles the best chance to get a much-needed win against the Cowboys. That's coming up right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, along with my guys Ike Reese and Mike Quick. And guys, let's just look back to last Monday night. What went wrong, Mike? Where do you want to start?
Where do I begin? You know, a lot of things went wrong, but let me tell you what went right.
Yeah.
They found a run game.
Yeah, they did.
The offensive line, I thought they were very impressive, the way they were able to handle the line of scrimmage and give Bryce Brown, the young rookie, running lanes to run with the football. That was the positive. What went wrong? There are a lot of things, and we could go down the list.
Yeah. Ike, what
time? I got him.
You got a few on the defensive side?
I got to start on that defensive side, guys. I mean, to start a game off two straight drives, giving up touchdowns, you're down 14-3 for a team that's looking for something positive to hang their hat on. You don't want to get down 14-3 primarily due to your own self-inflicted wounds. I mean, mental errors, you can't have those, but I'll give the defense a little credit. They settled down, allowed the offense to come around. They managed to take the lead, but again, starting games off from behind the eight ball has been a common thing for this team all year.
All right, guys, I'm going to join Bryce Brown and talk about that debut of his, that smashing debut on Monday night, and what he did to earn those two touchdowns and 178 yards. I'm here with rookie Bryce Brown, and this is the first time this year, Bryce, that you've gotten a chance to really get into the rhythm of a game. You've just been really a spot duty for LeSean from play here, play there, but what kind of a difference does that make, the fact that you're out there every single play?
With McCoy being out, it really put a lot of pressure on me to step up. That's my job, is to back him up. And when he can't go, that's my job to come in and fill in the blank. So it was just my opportunity to go out there and just play.
Well, Bryce, it was the greatest debut by a rookie running back in the Eagles' history. So let's go and take a look at some of these plays. Just tell us kind of some of the things that you see. You're in a shotgun right here next to Nick Foles. And tell us a little bit about this play right here where you're able to get outside.
Okay, well, it's a snatch play, and it's a direct snap to me. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, the DN to the left is playing a little inside. So it's a direct snap to me, give me opportunity to get out and outrun the defensive lineman. And then just get one-on-one with the safety here and don't really want to run out of bounds, want to fight to get extra yardage. So, you know, simple play just to get me his outside.
That's something all Eagle fans can kind of look forward to, Bryce. I mean, you get to the corner, you're not going out of bounds. You're going to fight for every blade of grass right there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every yard counts, especially in this league.
Well, the whole league is talking about this play here, right? Because what they see is a combination of really power and speed. Tell us what you saw right here, about 7 yards deep, right behind Nick Foles.
Right here is outside zone to the short side of the field. And what happens is what you call a fire zone blitz. To the side where we're running, the DN drops back.
Right, so he's dropping back here, so he's off.
And then, as you can see, outside defender rush, and 59 here also rushes. So it's called a fire zone blitz. Blitzing to the outside, and then the DN's dropping back, and as you can see, it's just the right play at the right time.
Got a little block out here from Damaris as well.
Yeah, great block by Damaris, and rely on speed and effort to get in the end zone.
All right, so you get in the end zone right there. No no spike or anything like that, just a little celebration. Did you end up getting the ball back, Bryce? Did you keep it?
Yeah, they gave me the ball after the game.
Okay.
Game's going so fast. It happened early, so I'm not really thinking about keeping the ball or anything, so things are happening fast, but I got a chance to get the ball back after the game, which is pretty cool.
Bryce, thanks for joining us here on Eagles Game Plan. Right now, we're going to toss it to Ike Reese, who's got something special on the defensive line to talk about.
Jim Washburn's wide nine front four has been under the microscope all year for some of their lack of productivity. But over the past couple of weeks, Jim Washburn and Todd Bowles have found a way to sort of get pressure on the quarterback by using just the front four rush. But what they're doing is they're adding games into the pass rush. What we have here, when I played, they called it a TE stunt. The Eagles call it a taser stunt. You're going to get the left end and Cullen Jenkins up the field. Mike Patterson, you see him set the center up. He comes around left. Now, although Mike Patterson doesn't get there, but what this play does, it forces the right tackle of the Carolina Panthers to make a decision between staying with Jason Babin or coming off on Mike Patterson. This time, he decides to let Babin go, pick up Mike Patterson. Babin gets the hit on Cam Newton, forces the early throw to Steve Smith. Eagles defend it. Again, same pass rushing line stunt here, the taser stunt. You're going to get penetration from both of your left rushers, Babin, Cullen Jenkins, Mike Patterson's coming around. Ah, they remember the last time they passed it off. This time he stays with Jason Babin. Mike Patterson comes. And the reason why this play works, because there's coverage on the back end. It takes time for a stunt like this to develop. In order for the stunt to work up front, the back seven, linebackers, secondary members have to do their job to force the quarterback to hold the ball. Works out perfectly here. Well, Mike Patterson, happy to see the big fella get his first sack of the season.
Hey, thanks, Ike. And making their rookie debut last week was Vinnie Curry. And I know it kind of jumped off the film at me when I watched him play. And just kind of the effect that he had, maybe fresh legs, young legs, but he looked hungry out there to me.
You know, the guy's been waiting for a long time for this opportunity. You know, he grew up kind of in the area and playing for the team that he's always wanted to play for and did very well.
Look at his hand placement on Jordan Gross here.
The hand placement, watch him lock out. He locks out. Yep. He's able to get rid of that tackle and get to the football.
Disengage.
That's what you want to see.
You're allowed to make that tackle on the run like that. That's exactly how it's drawn up. The overall effort right here of beating Jordan Gross inside here, Mike, getting an escape, forcing Cam out of the pocket, but then he just stayed with it.
Yeah, and like you said, maybe it's fresh legs, but he gave that type of effort the entire day. You know, we're going to go to another play where you see it even more.
Yeah, he's going to get on the backside of the tight end right here and ride him right across the field here to Cam Newton, actually going to make the tackle on the other side of the field. That's permitted, by the way. You're allowed to do that.
Just tremendous effort. You see this defense not giving up, running to the football. That's what you got to have. All green jerseys running to the football and trying to make a play.
When you get to the ball, good things happen, Mike. And
absolutely.
I think what Vinnie Curry did, you know, obviously it's some changes being made in the defensive line, but right here, getting him backside of the tight end, taking D'Angelo Williams down. I mean, I think that caught a lot of people's eyes this week.
He rides the tight end Olsen right down the line, finds the football, and
throws Olsen right into the back
absolutely
to make the tackle like that. I like the effort, and I think that's what's going to get him more snaps this week. Coming up on the show, will the Eagles go after the rookie corner Morris Claiborne? And how does Michael Kendricks measure up in pass coverage? That's next when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and we're going to take a look at the Dallas Cowboys and some of the things that Tony Romo is doing right now. And to help us with that is senior producer at NFL Films, our good friend Greg Cosell. And Greg, I know you spent a lot of time breaking down the Cowboys all year long, not just for this game, but all year long. And really, this team has struggled on the offensive line from the time they've rebuilt this offensive line, Greg. And I think it's having a compounding effect on the quarterback, Tony Romo.
Yeah, and I agree, Baldy. I think what's happened this season is Romo has started to feel the cumulative effect of pressure, which has really been the case since early in the season. We know he can be very good compensating for mistakes by his O-line, but you can't continually play that way. So what started to happen with Tony, I think, Baldy, is that he's starting to perceive pressure when it's not there. He's starting to react to the opposing jersey color even when it's not really pressure. So you start playing fast. You start missing things. And I think that that's been a problem for him in the last, four, five, 6 weeks.
Take us through this play here, Greg, that you've picked out here through your film study. An example here of Tony Romo kind of rushing things here and feeling that pressure that wasn't really there.
Yeah, I think this plays a really interesting example. It was on Thanksgiving Day, and it's a case where I believe when you look at the play, I believe Romo read two-man coverage. And I think if you stay focused on the right, where Jason Witten is in the inside slot and Cole Beasley is the middle slot, I think, as I said, it looked like two-man. So the play started, and Fletcher's matched on Witten. And they had done that most of the game, so I think Romo thought that Fletcher was matched on Witten and therefore Hall was matched on Beasley. But if you stop it at a certain point, you can see that Hall squats. He's not playing man, and that's well before Romo throws the ball. And then he steps up and throws it, and what happens is London Fletcher peels off. It's a matchup zone concept. Fletcher peels off, and Romo basically throws it right to Fletcher as he tries to hit Beasley on the dig route. And I think that play is an example of Romo not getting a clear picture, rushing himself just a little bit, and there really wasn't pressure, so he had time to see the coverage unfold, and he didn't really let it happen.
Greg, thanks for your insight, as always, from NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at Michael Kendricks and his ability to shut down tight ends this year.
The last Eagles-Cowboys matchup might not have gone as planned, but there were some bright spots. One of the brightest of all was rookie linebacker Michael Kendricks. Kendricks got pressure on Tony Romo, and just as importantly, he took away one of Tony Romo's favorite targets in pass coverage. Kendricks recorded his first sack of the season against the Cowboys. He also had seven tackles, two of them against tight end Jason Witten. Witten gained just 6 yards on one of those tackles, and he lost a yard on the other. It's always a good sign when a rookie linebacker can hold one of the best tight ends in the league to just 5 yards on two catches. In fact, Kendricks has been a factor in pass coverage all season. According to Football Outsiders, Kendricks has been targeted 32 times in pass coverage. He's allowed 20 catches, defensed 4 passes, and allowed just 4.8 yards per pass. Most impressively, he's recorded 9 stops on third downs and fourth downs. Now, 20 receptions allowed may sound like a lot until you realize just who Kendricks has been covering. Not just Jason Witten, but Tony Gonzalez, Jimmy Graham, and other top-tier tight ends. Kendricks has drawn some challenging assignments all season, and he has more than held his own. Kendricks was at it again on Monday night. Not only did he stuff D'Angelo Williams on a run and stop Cam Newton at the goal line, but he broke up a third down pass to Steve Smith, the Panthers' most dangerous offensive weapon. Michael Kendricks can be a major factor against the Cowboys, both by pressuring Romo and by keeping Jason Witten from being a factor. But just as importantly, he has proven that he can be a big part of the Eagles' defensive nucleus moving forward.
Here with my partner, Mike Quick. Mike, this will be our second look at the Dallas Cowboys. Saw him 3 weeks ago. Yeah. This will also be our second look at rookie first-round draft pick, number 5 overall, Morris Claiborne. And there's a guy that has been struggling all year long. Let's take a look at him here against the Atlanta Falcons. We saw this prior to the last Eagles game and saw some areas where the Eagles could take advantage. Morris Claiborne, in my opinion here, Mike, doesn't have a plan prior to the snap. He lines up against Julio Jones and just lets him run by him.
He has a lot of skills, but some basic fundamentals are not there. If you watch him, he stays square too long. If you're going to bail out, you've got to bail out quicker than this, because he lets Julio Jones get side by side with him. You know, when you get even, you're beaten.
Yeah.
When you're a cornerback. And that's what he allows Julio Jones to do right here. He runs right by him.
And this is a play that happens early in the game. And we noticed in the last game against the Eagles, you have success against Morris Claiborne early. It frustrates him.
Yeah.
And it gets him out of his game here. Claiborne versus Riley Cooper here. And this is a key matchup because DeSean Jackson hurt last week.
Right.
Riley Cooper's going to start and probably get a lot of snaps this week against Morris Claiborne. Walk us through this fade route by the Eagles.
First thing, big size advantage here. So if you're Claiborne, what you want to do is try and get your hands on him at the line of scrimmage or stay as tight to him as possible. And when his head turns, your head's got to turn. But big disadvantage for Claiborne when you've got a guy that big and you throw the alley-oop or you throw that fade ball and he has a chance to go up and make the play. Claiborne's 5'10". You're talking about a wide receiver that's 6'3", and a big physical guy.
Yeah, and from this play, this is the opening drive of the game. He was in Morris Claiborne's head the rest of the day,
yeah.
Riley Cooper. We see him lined up at the top here again, and this was in the run game. Claiborne thinks it's a pass play. He's covering Riley Cooper as if he has him man-to-man. Riley, being as physical as he is, I know you like this right here.
This. Yeah.
You like when a receiver does this.
See, and you know, Riley Cooper knows right away that the run is coming. So he knows that he's got him man-to-man. He's going to run him off as far as he can. But then at the top, he realizes that he's recognized run, and I'm just going to drill him.
I got to tell you, I'm excited to see 14 in the lineup. You have a young, energetic guy, physical. He knows he got the best of this matchup the last time these two teams faced each other. Looking forward for a big game in Riley Cooper this Sunday.
Here. One of the more successful route combinations for Tony Romo and the Cowboys has been the sluggo seam. We're breaking that down next when Eagles' game plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles' game plan. And Ike, it didn't take long on Monday night for really breakdowns to occur again in the secondary. And this one, this first one by Carolina, seemed awfully preventable.
Yeah.
Because it's basic cover three here. You got a safety in the middle of the field, supposed to be in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And you've got two tight ends coming down, one going out. Nnamdi's got him, one going down the seam where the safety's got to take him here.
Yeah, this is basic cover three. Yeah. Kurt Coleman is already lined up on the right hash,
yeah.
which is going to make it difficult for him to cover number two here, which is his responsibility if he comes down the seam.
And like right here, D'Amico's doing his job of carrying that seam route,
yeah.
carrying it, thinking that the safety is now going to be over the top to him. I mean, Todd Bowles called it a high school cover three.
Yeah, and he's calling it that because he's trying to allow his players to play fast and
yeah.
play decisive.
Sure.
But if you don't have the pre-snap recognition, you put yourself in a disadvantaged situation. We get an elementary pump fake from Cam Newton here to his right. That forces Kurt Coleman to go to his right,
right.
some. You got the number two guy coming down the left seam. Can't have that.
Didn't have a chance. So, no, the Cowboys attack the seam. I mean, you're going to see a play here by Miles Austin right here into the seam right now. I mean, this is an area that they'd love to exploit. Either it's Miles Austin or Jason Witten. They're going to go down the seam.
And bad defensive alignment. It's contagious with young
yeah.
players around the league. You see Stevie Brown, the
yeah.
Giants free safety. Look how far he's away from the actual play. This linebacker can only cover the seam route so far. There's a gaping hole between the safety and the linebacker that Cam Newton last week and Tony Romo here is taking advantage of.
It's
this
almost like the same type of thing. You know,
yeah.
Romo's looking left, looking him off here a little bit, buying a lot of space there for Miles Austin to get into it.
Yeah, and it's a route that you see a lot of offenses going to versus single high safeties. They know that that one guy can't cover both sides of the field, and wherever that safety is leaning to, whether he's been pump faked there or misaligned, the quarterback is going to the other side.
Well, you can bet that this week that Tony Romo is going to look at the tape that we just watched, that the Eagles fans just saw, and they can't help but take their shots down the field against the secondary.
Yeah, and our secondary has to do a better job. Again, pre-snap recognition. Understand the formations that you're seeing. Put yourself in the best position.
And communicating what everybody is doing throughout so that everybody knows exactly what that defense is being called. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and guys, it's really time for final thoughts right now. Going ahead here, looking at Dallas right now, Ike, where do you think we got to concentrate here in order to stop this seven-game losing streak?
Well, you know what? Let's start playing good, sound football. You hope these guys have taken the time to do their due diligence, preparing for this game. I think pre-snap preparation is big for this team offensively and defensively. They have to concentrate. They have to find within themselves the motivation to win football games. But most importantly, Baldy, I want to continue to see improvement from our young players.
So improvement from the young players. Mike, they got to stop the mistakes. I mean, they're beating themselves right now. They're enemy number one.
Yeah, and inside of what Ike was talking about, you know, this is an offensive line, the Dallas Cowboys, that's in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their center. They moved the right guard over to center. Backup guard is playing at the right guard. Their left tackle, he's hurt. The right tackle, he's the most penalized lineman in
yep.
football. This offensive line can be had, so I think
they don't run the ball well at all.
They don't
Mike.
Run the ball. You know, they've lost their leading running back.
DeMarco Murray's been out.
I think Tony Romo is going to be on the run all afternoon. They have to keep him on the run, and they have to make sure that when he's on the run that he doesn't hurt them, because this is a guy that, outside the structure of the play, can create plays. And you've got to stay on those receivers just a little bit longer when he starts to run around. But this offense, they can be had.
See, now I look at Dallas' defense now. They've lost Sean Lee and Bruce Carter, the two
yeah.
starting inside linebackers
yep.
right now. And I saw what Bryce Brown did last week. And they really leaned on the run. You know, can they lean on the run? Can he be as productive like he was last week? And then can they eliminate the mistakes? You know, and when they get the lead, hold the lead. I mean, this is a very winnable game. But they've got to eliminate the mistakes. And I think continue with the type of game plan that we saw a lot on
yeah.
Monday night. So I think with that, I think we have a chance to stop the bleeding here for a little while. But I know this. I know we'll be back here next week to break down the Eagles as they get ready to head to Tampa for an important game against the Buccaneers. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.